professor, James McCanny, has taught at the highest levels of our educational institutions. I use that quote marks. There's air quotes going on, institutional, educational institutions, because I don't know if that's what they are anymore. But certainly one who is and who's enlightening is James McCanny. JMCCSCI.com is his website. JMCCSCI.com, JamesMcCannyScience.com. And a tier one scientist with a point of view, and has contacts all over the world, and is a brain and can put two and two together, and we love having him on. He's our favorite. James McCanny, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Thanks, Daniel. Good to be here. So many things going on this early in the new year, new decade.
Somebody, you know, I got a call, I can't even remember who it was now. I was talking to Larry Pinkney. Larry Pinkney says, well, how's your new year been? I said, well, James, it's 7 days in. For 7 days, it's been quite an eventful 7 days. Frankly, obviously Iran is going, we're going to get into Iran. We just got off the phone with Sheriff Mack and talking about Virginia. You wanted to talk about January 20th, this rally. Why don't we just continue on there? We won't break it up, but we'll talk about Iran the second half of the interview. January 20th. Is scheduled to be some sort of rally at the Capitol building there in Virginia and other things. Why don't you take it off? Give us a background of what you see and your perspective. Why is this date important?
Well, I see this as an event that probably started as a grassroots type of event for militia to gather in Richmond, Virginia, because of all of the draconian laws and rules that are coming on the books in Virginia. But I also see this as developing into a trap. And I know news reporters that were going to go there that decided not to go there because they didn't want to be involved in this. But I see it as a way for a psyops type of a counter, in other words, planting fake militia people in there to start shooting. And maybe shoot Antifa people or, you know, because Antifa is going to be there hedging on, and all you need is somebody to start shooting. And then all of these hundreds of thousands of people, I don't know how many are going to be there. I would imagine a lot. You know, this is going to be a pretty big clam bake. But then that would be turned around and say, you know, they would come back and say, the anti-gun people would say, well, look at all these crazies in the street. They're killing people. They're a bunch of nutcases. We can't let these people have guns. That's what it could turn into. And so I would think it would be better where the militia would stay at home. And there's another tactical reason for this is because a militia that's concentrated in one area is a target. A militia that's all spread out like they're supposed to be is a very bad target, a very difficult target. Just give you an example. When the U.S. Marines were getting close to Japan at the end of the World War II, they made an estimate that it would cost 1 million U.S. soldier lives to take Tokyo, because every man, woman, and child in Tokyo had at least a handgun. And they were in caves, they were in, you know, around every door, around every corner. And so it would have taken, you know, this kind of invasion loss to take the city of Tokyo. That's because the local people, which you might in that term call a militia, were all spread out. Now, if you concentrate all those people in one spot, then it's easier, much easier for an army to come in and take them out. Or in the case of Virginia, to create some kind of psyops event and then blame it on all of the crazy militia people. This is what I'm fearing.
Do you see, you say targeting. I mean, I could see, hey, let's get everybody in one place. Let's get facial recognition on all of them. Let's identify all of them. Let's see who they all are so we know what we're dealing with. It's almost like a war game to the other side so they can analyze their enemy.
Right. And also the militias are highly, highly infiltrated. Unless they're really local and these people grew up together and only those people are in the militia, the militias, as they expand and get bigger, are infiltrated. And it's just the way, the agencies, the government agencies have many ways to slide people into these groups, and then they become leaders or spokespersons, and really they're coordinated to create policy, to create emotion, etc. And when you start getting emotion involved, like this issue in Virginia, and that's what they're trying to do, they want this. They want this to come to a head. They want all those people to go there.
Who they want? You're talking about the deep state, the UN, the globalists,
absolutely.
For lack of a better word, the globalists.
Yeah, and that would be the next step. Well, look at all these people shooting. We got to bring in the UN troops for the peace. And then you got the UN involved. You got, you know, I mean, it's going to just keep escalating.
Hold on, James. Do you really, you see, I get that, and I can see that on their long-term plan. I mean, I've read their white papers, or at least part of them, the United Nations Small Arms Treaty, what have you. I mean, there is no way on God's green earth that Americans are going to let people with blue helmets come on our soil and start taking guns. I just see no way in the year 2020 that is even, I mean, they will, you will have grandma shooting out their window at every blue thing they see.
Well, remember that LaVoy Finicum was killed by UN troops. That was under Obama. If you remember back in the good old Obama days, gun sales and ammunition sales were through the roof.
Yeah.
And that was because they remember the standoff in Nevada and then the one up in Oregon. This was, you know, this is where things were going to go with the Wicked Witch of the West if she had been elected. I mean, we dodged a bullet in there, you know, in 100 different ways. Forced evacuations, closing down of radio talk show hosts like this show or, you know, dozens of others. That's where it was supposed to go. But remember that under Obama, they had UN troops up there burning people off their property in black SUVs. That's where this was supposed to go. So now we're getting back to that in the state of Virginia. And I wouldn't be surprised if they already have UN troops there.
Oh, that doesn't surprise me, or some sort of mercenary force or what have you. This is obviously a rubber meet the road kind of situation. I'm encouraged, as dangerous as it may seem, as a powder keg as it may seem, I'm encouraged that Virginians are finally getting off the couch. Americans are finally getting off the couch and saying, no, no. No and no. And I will put my life on the line. I will put everything on the line. No, you are not doing this. There's a good percentage of people that are doing that. Does that encourage you?
Absolutely. But in the same sense, you don't want to walk into a trap.
Yes.
Your first major event in defending your right to bear arms turns out to be a PSYOPs trap. And so.
Wow.
You have to be careful here. And if you look at what the militia is intended to do, it's to be a distributed local type of thing, not to organize into a national, let's all go to Richmond, Virginia type of thing. So, you know, then like I say, tactically, you're a much harder target if you're all spread out all over the place, having these events locally. You know, you're a much more difficult. Imagine you're a UN troop guy or, you know, that they have to go out into the countryside and go door to door taking arms, knowing that behind every door there's man, woman, and child standing there with who knows what kind of arms. That's a pretty tall order. That ain't going to happen. You get them all in one spot in Richmond, Virginia. Now you can create your own event. You got the Antifa groups. You got the other George Soros groups. You have all kinds of other nutcases there to cause trouble, and you're putting yourself in the midst of this. And so, I think it started out as a good idea, but I think this particular event is turning into something that could turn ugly for the gun owners.
I try to back up. Everything you say has validity to me and resonates with me on certain levels. Everything. You're a brilliant person. I love your opinion. So I'm going to ask you this. Is Northam, the governor there, or he's, you know, obviously he's got so much more behind him than just his own plans. Is he that naive to think that, you know, we're just going to put our statutes down, and we're just going to go take these guns, and America's going to do it for the safety. And I mean, is he that naive? They had to know there's going to be resistance. Did they want resistance? Are they trying to create as much resistance as possible? Are they trying to understand their enemy? Are they trying to understand the resistance of the American people? All the above. I mean, is he that naive to think we're just going to walk through here like Foghorn Leghorn and start taking people's guns?
No, and not at all. And this is the spearhead. This is the point where they get and they want a reaction. They want the reaction that they're getting. And this is if you understand psyops and how they work, is they play the other side.
Yeah, I got it.
So anyway, I'm just saying that I certainly would hope that everything goes well at this event.
But, I agree with you.
Understanding how the other side operates and how they work, that this is, you know, this is, you got to be really careful. It's like the fox out in that cold winter day in the snow, and there's a nice juicy piece of cooked chicken in that trap, and you can't see the trap, and this fox has to be smart enough to walk away and go, well, I ain't going to be hungry today, but I'm not going and eating that chicken.
I got to believe. You tell me what you think. Even if this goes south, I do not think. I'm just thinking out loud as we're talking here. I think it'll only polarize the position of Americans even more. I don't care if it goes south. I don't care if people on our side go crazy. I don't care what the cause or whatever. I don't care what CBS, ABC, CNN, Fox News says about it. If they shoot Americans or something goes down or Antifa gets shot or whatever, and it's about this gun issue, I think there's going to be such a passionate reply by a percentage of Americans. I don't care what happens. They will be on the gun side. That's what I believe.
Right. And so at any rate,
do you agree with that? Or am I mean, I guess it could go really wrong, or they could have some crazy provocative. What do you think?
Well, imagine they drop. I mean, here we've seen public shootings, Las Vegas. We've seen, and every one of them is a planned event. These are not, they always make it out like there's some crazy that just, spent the afternoon loading massive amounts of arms into a hotel room, which is absolutely absurd. And then the guy's dead. The shooter always ended up dead, so he can't talk. And then they go in and take his computer, so you never find out who they were communicating with. All of these shootings, more and more all the time, you don't know who these shooters are, who's been influencing them. It's my contention that these are all related, 99% of them. Somebody is pulling the string, and they got these sleepers literally all over the country. They could pull it off into your church, in your shopping center, your theater, your, school de jure shooter at any moment. And so 99% of this is planned for talking points and for news media. So, but anyway, I agree with you that if something does go south, it's going to be recognized for what it is. That this was not the militia, this was a planned government psyops, and the only thing I can say is, this is going to be a flashpoint for, I think there's going to be something that's going to be inserted there. And I would think that the people, I've also heard there's a lot of disagreement amongst the militia as of people, who's supposed to be in charge of this? Who's the boss of the rally, etc.? And the way I see the militia is they're not well organized. Maybe they're well organized on certain local levels, and that's the way they're supposed to be organized, not on a national level. Once you get there, that's why when you have a military, a true military, let's say government sponsored, you got one guy in charge. And when he makes a statement, whether it's Trump, whether you like him or not, I mean, that's the way everybody marches. and that's the way a military has to be operated. But the militia is not like that. There's no coordinated central figure that's in charge. It's supposed to be diverse. It's supposed to be to protect the local communities. And so anyway, that's another, you might call it a fault, but it's not meant to be. It's not meant to have some.
It's decentralized.
Leader.
It's a decentralized movement of the people on the street. You can never take over and you can never defeat. That's the idea of it.
That's the whole, and it's distributed. And so you start concentrating all these people in one area, they become an easy target. This has nothing to do with militias or their intent or anything else.
All right, let me ask you this. Because there's so many similarities, a lot of differences, but a lot of similarities, specifically this issue, to 1770s in the United States, in the colonies, moving on to the revolution. You could have this same discussion and the same points you just brought up. You could say the same thing about the colonists at that point. Three unifying events from all the bickering and the complaining and the unsurety. Three unifying events. One was the shot heard around the world. Two was Thomas Paine's writing Common Sense. And then three was the Declaration of Independence. Finally, those were the three unifying events. Is this one of those unifying events that may start to solidify and coagulate this American spirit?
Well, that's the other thing, is to get people off their chairs. And
this has done it. I mean, we can kill 60 million babies and people, okay, whatever. I don't like it, but why? Whatever. But you start taking guns, people are like, whoa, wait a minute. It's a lot different.
Well, the word is, in the militias, they're growing by leaps and bounds. You have people that would never join a militia who are joining the militias. And they see the government as being exactly what, tyrannical. And in a lot of here's something also. The local elections have been greatly influenced. People like Bloomberg, people like Soros are putting a lot of money into local elections. And that's why you're seeing these local, like county boards or, city boards or other smaller governmental groups trying to pass legislation. Because while everybody was sleeping, they're getting these people into these lower level positions to try and pass gun laws. I saw one where a local county official said that they needed population control. So you're dealing with that also.
What you're talking about, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. One of the local counties, one of the board, I think it was a county, the board, council member, introduced a bill. Hey, we need to have population control in our county. I mean, it's crazy. This isn't hyperbole. Those were his words.
Right. And also that the one I saw was in one of the least populated counties in the country.
What? Maybe they wanted to control the cows or the sparrows or something. I don't know.
And I thought I should write a post-op in the local paper saying we should find a cliff, and he should be the very first one to demonstrate the population control, and we'll name that cliff after him. The people go jump off. We're in favor of that.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. It's funny how these people...
Bat crazy stuff going down. And so anyway, back to the thing in Virginia. I think it's going to happen. And, I just hope that the militia, what I understand, they're going to have their guns pointed down.
Oathkeepers is going to be there. Yeah, Oathkeepers is going to be there. They're usually a calming... You know, Stewart's not stupid. We just had him on a little bit ago. I think he's going to try his best to calm things down or keep things calm.
Right, right. But so, like I say, all you got to do is have this planned event where you have some fake militia people in there and Antifa, and then all of a sudden they gun down a bunch of Antifa, and then it gets ugly, start shooting other people, innocent bystanders get shot. Some little kids, they'll do anything to make their point.
Certainly. Do you think here, if I'm trying to look at the other side and I'm just trying to look from their perspective, you know, they got the out, we got about a minute or so before the break. They got all the algorithms. They got the Google research. I'm of the feeling that they are going to use this as research, that they want to get everybody together. They can see what they're facing. Are our algorithms correct? Are our prediction models accurate? Is this blowing apart our models? Who is it that's leading? Who are the leaders? You know, can we co-opt them? How can we get, you know, these are the kind of things I think they want this meeting. I gotta believe they don't want some hot situation. I mean, are they that dumb? I just don't see. There is no way Americans are going to let blue helmets come here and settle down some skirmish between the people, militias in Virginia, and law enforcement that's trying to take their guns or say whatever. It's just not going to happen. You will have half the damn country running in their vans and running out to Virginia to shoot anything blue, powder blue, anything.
Well, you know, that's true. That's true. But... but that's what they want. They want to spark violence. And, you know, in a situation where before this, there was no militia running to Virginia or any centralized place. They were just, at home taking care of, you know, working and taking care of their families. So this is instigating a situation that really doesn't have to happen. It comes back to voter
fraud. What does it, wait a minute, get elected into office? That's such a good point. I'm so glad you brought that up. The voter fraud, who's to say they even legitimately are coming in there? I mean, this is a situation. I'm so encouraged that there's some fervor, there's some passion, though. There's the music, more James McCann. I mean, this is why we have James on to have these discussions. Anybody who tells you they know everything about this, they don't know. The conversations like this are important. Ladies and gentlemen, your participation, your will, your prayers, your everything right now, right here, the United States of America. Stay tuned. More with James on the other side.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores all love to eat. Yum!
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
A new book written by Martin St. James. He wants to publicize it to our audience. We're excited that he's advertised this. The name of the book is Galacom 4. G-A-L-A-Coms with two M's. Com 4. Pretty interesting book. Since H.G. Wells, everyone has speculated that the coming of an alien civilization would be to invade. What if the reality is only part of this scenario? Galacom 4 ponders on a different type of alien visitation, one that has far-reaching implications to our modern-day society. Enter into a comical world where aliens visit planet Earth and take a peek as to how they would see us. Here's an excerpt from this, and I really like this. Very profound. Life is so scarce and unique that it is the only valuable resource in the galaxy. I answered about abortions. What does that say about abortions? Anyway, I'm mixing things here, but anyway, and the universe. Everything else is so much icing on the cake. And when we say resource, we do not mean or do not imply a harvestable resource, but rather the galaxy's resource for attaining the goals of a divine plan, whatever that may be. I thought that was extremely profound. Galacom 4, there's a link on our website, The Power Hour. You can get $6 off the book. Check it out. You can also call Jay over at the Power Mall, and she can tell you how to get it. 877-817-9829. Galacom 4 is the name of the book. And check that out. We really appreciate them supporting us and advertising with us. And I think you'll like it. Something different, something quirky, sci-fi, and with that essence to it. Very interesting. Also, the Power Mall, thank you so much for your support, for your donations or purchases. ThePowerMall.com, 877-817-9829. We have, of course, the Detox Clay Powder. We have all the North American Urban Spice. Cass Ingram will be on here Friday. He will be here also. Daniel Estelin's going to be on. Of course, we'll talk about Iran, among other things. He'll be here. And I've talked to the Moriartys this morning. You know, of course, their contacts in Libya. They have a lot of Middle East, a plethora of Middle East. Some they are probably the greatest civilian intelligence on Libya in America by all their contacts, their experiences, and what have you. The government actually has went to them to look for intelligence and different information. They come to them. That's true. The Moriartys will be on, I think, Monday. We're going to have them on. And so we'll get their perspective about Iran. This is shaping up to be something. You know, obviously, President Trump was on this morning. And we'll go over a little bit of his speech here in a minute with James. But, yeah, check that out. ThePowerMall.com, the North American Urban Spice, all the other great things. We need your purchases. We need your donations. Thank you for being there. There's something for everybody. Buy from the good guys, will you? Appreciate it. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We'll have more with James. Oh, the heart drops, the cinnamon heart drops. Uncle Kevin's making toothpaste, making toothbrush. He wants to always mention the toothpaste. Everybody needs to brush their teeth. So check that out over at thepowermall.com. Getting back with James, jmccsci.com, jamesmechanicscience.com, his websites. We're talking about Virginia right now, January 20th. There is a planned rally, for lack of a better word, gathering to let politicians know their will that we, some of these proposed, and to be enacted and proposed to be enacted different statutes that the government there in Virginia, that of course Governor Foghorn Leghorn is behind. We don't want them. And I think that's important. I think the thing that really scares these globalist deep state Luciferians, whatever your name you want to call them, what really scares them is masses of people. And if masses of people can get united behind some principle, then it's undefeatable. That's the great lesson of the American Revolution, isn't it? Yes. Is there potential for all kinds of hazards and co-opting and agent provocateurs? Absolutely. So, we're having this discussion with James. I think it's an important discussion. We had Stewart on. We had Sheriff Mack on. You see the landscape. There's a lot of very, very positive things. Our own Sheriff Mack has made a big difference in some of these sheriffs. Sheriff Jenkins was trained by CSPOA. He's one of the most vocal ones on the camera saying, you know, what we're going to do, what we're not going to do. Tazewell County is actually making a county militia. These are solutions. Washington, D.C., you know, maybe it's lost. Maybe it is lost, but it will be unlost if we can take over Main Street, USA. You take over Main Street, then D.C. will straighten up, too. It's a very complicated, very complex. It's really the heart of the American question right now. And so that's why we're talking about it. So more with James. James, I want to get to Iran, but let's finish up your thoughts here on Virginia.
Okay, one thing I thought on the break, there should be, on the side of the militia, extensive camera coverage.
Yes.
So if something happens, we see, where did these people come from? I'm talking about, you know, before the event even starts, to see how these people got in, how they got mixed into the militia, who they are. You know, that's one of the things, not wearing masks. We need coverage on this side. Usually you have to depend on other government cameras or other information, which is always faulty or rigged. So you need good camera coverage of this whole event from a distance, up close, from many different vantage points. Because one of the events, like the Las Vegas shooting event, there were a lot of people with cell phone cameras that exposed that event for what it was. And so they need, on the militia side, good camera coverage. And now with cameras as available as they are, so that if something happens, you can pick it apart and go, okay, here's the people that started it. These are not our people. Who are they? Where'd they come from? Etc. Okay, that's one thing. Second is that, how did these jokers even get into office? It was by pure voter fraud. So you're dealing with people that they're on a short term. This voter fraud in Virginia has been massive out of Richmond, going back to the 2016 election and before. Remember the Hillary Clinton gives $500,000 to one guy who gives it to his wife to become elected. And, you know, there's just the corruption in Virginia because of its association with D.C., and the people living in Virginia is, one of the more corrupt states because of that, Richmond connection. So that's an issue. How did these guys even get elected? I would claim that these people are not even legitimately elected. They're there for a short time and go, and if nothing else, there is a recall policy in Virginia. Get this guy out of there. How did 92 counties have proclaimed themselves unanimously as sanctuary counties for Second Amendment? How could this guy even be elected in a state like that? Absolutely impossible.
It's such a good point. It's just ridiculous. It's really ridiculous when you think about it.
Yeah, so go jerk this guy out of the office, you know, put him in jail, and have another election. And elect somebody that will, you know, I think that's what, you know, should be a co-resident with this rally, is to have a fair election in Virginia and elect people that, you know, don't, you know, this guy was, Rantham or whatever his name is, was not duly elected.
Foghorn Leghorn.
Yeah. So that's the second thing. But, they need good camera, coverage of this entire event starting the day before, starting 2 days before, to see people putting things in position, whatever, so that they have coverage of this.
That's such a great
every
point.
Square foot of it.
Tom in Florida.
I keep saying Foghorn Leghorn, but now that I think about it, I liked Foghorn Leghorn in the cartoons when I was little.
Yeah, he's the barnyard guy, but, I wouldn't insult him with the, yeah.
Yeah, why am I being mean to Foghorn Leghorn? I hated the coyote. Maybe I'll make him the coyote, but he's just got that accent and just, oh my gosh. We got a caller. Who is it? Tom in Florida. Let's go to a caller real quick, James, and let's see what's on their mind, and then we'll get to our rant. Tom in Florida, you're live on the air. What's on your mind, Tom?
Hello.
Hi. Good morning, or afternoon now.
All right. Yeah, you stole my fire. I was calling in because, I you can really see there's all the ingredients for this whole thing to be sabotage. In fact, it's so simple for someone to make it look really bad. You send in a group of, you know, like we've seen, just start shooting the place up and the whole thing falls apart. I'm not from Virginia, but there are, like you said, there's got to be rules for recall. And what it really should be called is a recall rally. And it wouldn't even be necessary to congregate all the people in the same place. Just within their counties, they could set up places for the people to literally, you know, get in line, get some notaries involved, and fill out affidavits to recall the governor and the attorney general. And even within their counties, they've got, you know, carpetbaggers who've been brought in and somehow probably didn't even elect them because of the fraud. Throw them out, too. And this way you would be handling it at a distance, and you'd be doing it through the proper, you know, paper process. And in and of itself, unless somehow those affidavits got subverted, it would be a super example for everybody to watch. Hey, look, they threw out their governor, they threw out their attorney general, they threw out all these other, you know, scoundrels in their counties. And
Tom, the other thing I think of is there are no consequences for people that are doing this. It should be against the law to try and pass a law that counters the Second Amendment. This is not something the states can do. It's not one of their rights. The states have certain, the way that's set up is the federal constitution is overriding on certain points. And when you come to the amendments, it's illegal for a state to pass some law that overrides an amendment. It's simply illegal. And so these people should be simply arrested. And here's the whole issue. The conservative element in this country keeps taking pot shots, and there are no consequences for this. We were dragged through a 2.5-year investigation with the Mueller report that ended in nothing. And the news media was going apeshit, every day over this for years. We had to listen to this, and there were no consequences. No consequences for the people that did this. And then they're on to the next one, then the shift impeachment, then the, you know, this, no, there has to be consequences.
I think this is a great point.
Go around doing this without having your own little behind whacked good.
Let me interject right here to go with both of your points. I just looked up quickly online. I don't know if it's specifically for governorship, but code 24, whatever, in Virginia states acceptable reasons for recall is neglect of duty, misuse of office, and incompetence in performance. If that's not what we're seeing, I don't know what is. There's a petition.
Well, there is an online petition that I've seen. I don't know where it's going or where it's gone.
10%. It says it needs 10%. 10% of the people who voted in the last election for office being called, and must also detail the reasons. Further, there's a trial after the petition. It looks like there's a trial. So then it goes to court. So in Virginia, I mean, that's just a first read looking online. There's a petition process. There has to be a reason. If you get 10%, then it goes to trial by the circuit court. You know, then it's who controls the circuit court. You know, so that's just the first, but I think that's powerful though, that like you said, James, I mean, there's some consequence. Tom, last thought is yours. We got to get on to Iran, a little bit about Iran.
No. I mean, they should be, as we say, clapped in irons. They should be tried. And then they should possibly, I mean, not possibly, they should be imprisoned. If they did what they've done, they should be imprisoned for the rest of their lives, if not worse. I mean, it would be quite spectacular to have Virginia have a have a public hanging, but it would probably spread like wildfire all over the world, and certainly the United States, if they said,
oh, my gosh. Can you imagine that? Oh, my gosh.
Right.
If they hung him for taking people's guns?
Yeah, and the other thing I was going to say real quickly was the whole idea of Virginia doing this is really the basis for the solution for everything, because, you know, every state is comprised of counties, and the largest political entity you could ever hope to control in the conditions we have today would be your county. And you figure if the state is nothing but a patchwork of counties, and county by county by county, you could take back your state.
Well, Virginia is special because it's a commonwealth in which all the counties are independent. Virginia has
there's a lot of power there.
Government, and I think it's like Vermont is another state similar to that.
Massachusetts is a commonwealth too. Yeah.
Yeah, but the issue when I did my voter fraud study for the 2016 and then 2018 election, that's these massive cities that control the vote in the states. If you look at, you know, the Washington or California or Oregon or Nevada, it's a city like Las Vegas and Nevada controlled, Denver and Colorado, Minneapolis and Minnesota, the Madison, Milwaukee in Wisconsin, Detroit in Michigan, Miami-Dade in Florida, and Chicago in Illinois. The people in Illinois want to excommunicate Chicago as part of the state and make it a separate state. There's a group trying to do
wow.
that, as they say, because the city has nothing to do with the rest of us. And, you know, divide them off and let them wallow because they suck off the rest of the state. But in the voter fraud, what we find is these massive voting fraud issues are centralized in the big cities because that's where the population is located, and that's where it's easy to stuff the ballot box.
Let me ask you a question specifically about that. Are you familiar with Laura Presley? I don't know if I've talked to you about her before. Her case in Texas, she was on the... Okay, I hear her case. I hear what you're saying. Your research is phenomenal. Your points are phenomenal on this. It's so important. Let's not forget, let's not act like this is the will of the people, that Foghorn Leghorn or Wile E. Coyote is even in there. It's not. She was running for city council of Austin, Texas, and she was ripped off, and they did computer ballots and they screwed her over at that level. I mean, is it down to just these very local little, I mean, so
yes.
Pretty soon every election is going to be controlled by these people and they're going to be ruling over us here.
And that's what I said. There's been a lot of effort. It's just coming to light now. But while we were sleeping, people like Bloomberg and Soros were putting huge amounts of money into local elections. And getting their people in local offices. And that's why you see, it's basically advertisement. Politics has become a game of advertising. So if you put $1 million behind a certain candidate, and there it comes back to donor financing of campaigns. This is supposed to be individuals giving $5 or $10 to their favorite candidate, but now it's become, okay, if Soros or Bloomberg can stick $1 million behind this senator, they're even trying to infiltrate the Republican Party. So people like Getz and these other Republican senators and House representatives, that they're trying to get candidates in on the Republican side to oust them in the primaries. This is, you know, this is getting down in the mud where a few individuals with a lot of money are trying to control American politics.
This is,
should be.
Hey, Tom, you still there?
Yeah. No, what I was going to say about the counties also is, you realize that if you, how refreshing it'd be, you run your county where nothing, if it doesn't pass the constitutional muster, this is how you live. You could then hold grand juries in your county. If Soros came into your county, you could arrest him.
I love this idea. Tom, I love this idea. Do you need, see, this is,
you see, and that's the exact point, and that's why.
Smaller and smaller, you know?
Okay, hold on a second, Tom.
This is exactly why.
Yes, go ahead.
Bloomberg, this is exactly why Bloomberg and Soros have pumped a lot of money into the local levels, because they understand this too. We're just waking up to it.
This is a race. I'm telling you right now, there's 3,100 counties or so in America. You know, for them to put 100,000 in each county, you know, you're talking about several billion dollars. Thank God there's so many counties that they can divide this. They're focusing on the ones they want to focus on. There's a whole lot of counties that they've not done this and not focused, at least yet. This is a race for us to take this and to stand up. And I think this January 20th thing, no matter what they're planning or not planning, it is so positive that Americans are willing to stand up and get off the couch and do anything. Because now the next step is you're going to do exactly what Tom is saying and what James is saying. That's what I think. I think, look, they're trying to create chaos. They want order out of chaos. I'll tell you what else can come out of chaos. Liberty. Liberty can come out of this chaos also. That's where we're at. Which way are we going to go? I'm for liberty. Tom, thank you so much for the call. I got to let you run. God bless you, buddy. Thanks for listening. James, we have about seven minutes left. Last thought on this. I'm going to make yours, and then let's talk about Iran for a few minutes.
Okay, well, it's just they have to have very good camera coverage and people in a matrix on the ground with cameras also to identify if something happens. They have to identify who caused it, and it's not the militia, you know. And so this is very, very important.
I'm going to text Stuart. I'm supposed to text him right after the show, or at least a little bit. Yeah. I'm going to text him. I'm going to tell him that.
That is absolutely key to this entire thing. So if something happens, they got it documented on camera, and that's what we've seen at many of these other events, because people had cell phones, et cetera. They found out who was doing what, and it wasn't the official story that came out afterwards.
Wow. Okay. Let's transition. We got 4 or 5 minutes. Donald Trump got on air this morning, addressed the American people. Before he even said good morning, he said, as long as I'm president, Iran will never have a nuclear weapon. They said, good morning. I was like, wow, that's kind of odd. His speech had a lot of things, a lot of questions, a lot of very strong statements, some questions. Your take, I mean, is it possible that this whole Iran thing is going to be a smokescreen to get us to forget about impeachment, or maybe forget about January 20th with these patriots? Maybe forget about the gun confiscation? Maybe, you know, I don't know. I'm just talking out loud. Your feelings right now about Iran?
Well, the impeachment story sure fell off the edge of the world. Let me insert this. The CIA has allowed this Soleimani guy to run free for 20 years. So if we had a real CIA in this country, this guy wouldn't exist. He would be neutralized in some way or another. And so minimally, the CIA has allowed this guy to run free around to do his dirty work. So, and the other thing is that the CIA has actually supported terrorism around the world. Why? Because that gives
them
a job.
They are the terrorists.
They created ISIS.
They are ISIS.
Yeah.
See, that's why I don't know if I believe anything. I cannot, out of hand, believe anything they say about this. I cannot take, there's nothing that I can hear from the news media or out of anybody's mouth, President Trump included, about the Middle East and about the situation that I will take as 100% gospel just hearing it. I just can't.
Well, here's the other aspect is that Trump this sent a bigger message to the CIA, because the CIA, I guarantee you, was involved in this guy being in Iraq and fomenting problems at the embassy, because that was going to make Trump look bad. This was supposed to be another Benghazi. But Trump caught him with the pants down, caught this guy in Iraq and offed him. Okay, so this is sending a message to the CIA that their dirty work is not going to work anymore. Trump is monitoring what they're doing. So I guarantee you the people at the CIA are huddling right now going, holy crap, our boy here just got smoked and Trump did it. So this is a battle. Remember, the impeachment thing came out of the CIA. This whistleblower was a CIA op. So there's a battle going on at the very highest level in this country, and Trump is on top of it. That's all I can tell you.
There's a couple of questions. You know, he talked about a new deal with Iran, and then he talks about how untrustworthy. They're so untrustworthy, but we want a no deal. If they're untrustworthy, then what do we care about a new deal? We can't trust a new deal either. He says ISIS is a natural enemy of Iran. Okay, CIA created ISIS, so is he saying CIA is the natural enemy of Iran? Why did he say that? And he also said ISIS is 100% neutralized. Well, if ISIS is 100% neutralized, why are we? I mean, just even listening to his speech had these duplicitous round and circle things. This is not clear cut to me, James. No. All your points are valid. All of them. It's a pleasure to talk to you, my friend, JMCCSCI. Don't forget about the wing generator and other things that James is doing. Stay up with his paid cast. He is very worth your time, very worth your attention, James McCanny. God bless you, my friend. Last thought is yours, about 10 seconds.
Well, we are in a very, we're shot out of the gun, we should say, in 2020 here. This is going to be some very fast-moving, exciting times. So I guess keep tuned.
Yes.
That's all I can say.
Yes. If you want some gold and silver, call Mike over at River City Coins, 573-334-1108. I mean, check him out. You can answer any question you want. I trust him. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. Daniel Estlin, George Tomorrow.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.